Good morning, everyone. My name is Robin Ald, and I have three programs to talk about this morning, and I realize this is a fire hose of information. I've set a timer for myself because they've allocated me 5 minutes. Oh, I've got to get all the way through this too. Okay. All right. So, oh, my slides didn't make it in here. That's okay. Okay, so like I said, I'll be covering three programs in 5 minutes. The idea, you come away with a high level and then we can talk about it more. So the first one, I work for the Natural Sciences and Engineering Research Council, which is NSERC. So we're going to be, we're the largest funder of science and engineering research in Canada. We fund tens of thousands of students and faculty every year. But what people often don't know is that we have a program called Research Partnerships, in which we fund academics to work on company-specific problems. And there's a whole spectrum of funding available for that. It starts at a level that just is enough to bring together researchers and industry to spark some collaboration. And it goes all the way up to multi-year, 100,000-plus collaborations. And the contributions from companies, and this is where they really perk their ears up, often at the lower stages, we're looking at a zero cash on the table contribution with some in-kind. And then as we get into the higher levels, the funding requirements, the cash and in-kind from the company goes up to about 50%. Those projects are for the TRL 2 to 6 approximately, and if you have questions on research partnerships, that's one thing we can talk about. The next thing is the Office of Small and Medium Enterprises, and I should mention that I am located here in Edmonton too. The NSERC regional office is in Winnipeg, but now you actually have someone on the ground in Edmonton. I embed with the Office of Small and Medium Enterprises, which I also represent. Some of you may be familiar with the Building Canada Innovation Program, which we've overseen. However, we do other things as well, and that's what I really want to focus on today. So the federal government, you may know, procures or buys approximately $20 billion of goods every year. So our message is that we want you to consider the government of Canada as a potential client when you're looking at your market potential. So what we do is help small and medium enterprises understand the procurement system for the federal government, and we can help you become familiar with tools like buyandsell.gc.ca, where we post all our tenders. And if there's one thing you write down from this presentation, that would be it, buyandsell.gc.ca, because a lot of the information on how to do business with the Government of Canada is there. And then you can use that tool, as well as we can help companies understand how the government electronic directory works, so that you can actually find the contacts within the government that you need so that you can contact them and be able to promote yourself. And we have more information on that. We're happy to meet with you or take you through that process. The last thing I want to talk about, oh yes, because OSMI is a bit of a, hopefully, connector as well. And recently, D&D in the spring launched a program called IDEAS. Who here has heard of IDEAS? Yes. Okay. So IDEAS was launched in the spring. It's from the Department of National Defense. It's a $1.6 billion over 20 years, so we're looking at about $85 million a year. It's a challenge-based program, and when D&D wanted to present that, they called on OSMI to organize some info sessions on that. So now we get to kind of get to be the voice on the ground for this program as well. And whenever we say D&D, people's ears also perk up. So hopefully that has got your attention. D&D will be releasing a series of challenges, probably about 100 a year, so a lot coming through your mailbox. They've got a very nimble program that's going to allow funding fast. They put the first challenge out in April and issued the first contracts in August, which pretty much blew most of the companies away. When they put out a challenge, they will pick any number of ideas that they like and fund $100,000 for 6 months to develop that idea. And if they like your idea, then they will fund an additional $1 million for a year to bring it to the next level. So the best thing I can recommend for that program, I do have some cards with me that have the information on it, but you want to get get on that mailing list, because every time a challenge is announced, they will push it out through their mailing list and you'll be able to see them as they fly through your inbox. And on that note, I will leave it there. 5 minutes and 4 seconds, sorry. I will be at table 3. Thanks.